The White Lion by Claudia Rankine. Even dawn begins before its beginning. And still, in the tale of the beginning that forestalls an end, let's agree, a long way from the kingdom of Ndongo, two English ships pirate a third. The Portuguese, São João Batista, and split up its human cargo. The first vessel to land at Point Comfort on the James River enters history, and thus history enters Virginia, as 20 and odd Negroes are offloaded from the White Lion, the man of war carrying movables, blacks stripped to Christian names. The White Lion, carrying a man-made fate, makes landfall, while Virginia, beginning its system of land grants, whitens white indentured servants by bestowing on them property, whitens whites who, through the act of trading victuals for the stolen, renamed on free transatlantic labor, their griefs transient, in reason much inferior, are inaugurated master, as if any black would, as if anyone could, surrender their value human to tobacco, sugar, and cotton, the yield of Powhatan lands. While Virginia writes itself colonial, filling its first property leisure with 20 and odd of the uprooted 12 million, including Anthony and Isabella, who out of the White Lion's hold step into the whole of history to give birth to the first child, to take the first steps provisionally toward African American. In Virginia, William, so-called born free, they say, though all the while Virginia's wiles still sail across centuries, leaving awake with each recurring swell, drowning out what Anthony and Isabella said to William about love, in love, in Kimbundu or Kikongo, as if we could stop knowing how to know what we know.